Hey, podcast listeners, thank you so much for just taking a few minutes out of your day to listen to this episode today. Hey, I would love it if you would consider subscribing to this and also leaving a rating and review. That would mean so much to me. Thank you guys. Have a great rest of your day. This episode is going to be the start of a new series in September where we're going to go through every single section of the budget and just talk through what are some of the challenges in each section, what are some of the line items, how do we just do a budget for each section. Hey everyone, thank you so much for joining me on this episode of the Find Your Money Path show. If you heard my intro, you know that all month in September, what we're going to do is just take a section each episode of the budget, and we're going to go through it, and we're just going to talk through the different line items that are in each budget, what are the different items we should plan for in each section, what are the sections, and just in general, what are some of the challenges to budgeting in each section? So this is going to kind of be a detailed look at a budget throughout the whole month of September. Some of you hear that and are like, yeah, delete. I'm going to not even watch this or listen to this. I'm done. Don't want to think about the word budget. And then some of you are maybe like, yes, I love doing a budget and budgeting is so much fun. So let's break this down. And if you've heard any of my podcasts or videos before, you know kind of my thoughts around budgeting, and that is, look, this is just a plan. All this is just you being intentional and you saying, look, this is what I'm earning. This is where I want to put it. This is where I want to spend it. This is where I have to spend it. That's all a budget is. It can feel restrictive, and the word oftentimes can bring up some of these emotions like budget. That means I'm not going to be able to do anything. It's kind of like saying the word diet. That means I'm going to have to do something negative that I don't want to do, and I'm going to lose some freedom in this process. And look, at first, anytime you start a new discipline or anytime you try to be a little bit more disciplined, it's going to feel like that. But I promise if you stick with this and you continue to do a budget and you continue to do this and build this into your habits every single month, it's going to feel more freeing than it is discipline. I promise, it just takes some time to get there. I mean, in the end, let's just think about it. You tell the budget what to do. It's not like the budget tells you what to set it, right? I mean, you get to set the numbers. So if you wanna just tell a budget, hey, I'm just gonna spend all my money on entertainment or on eating out or on whatever, then you just get to do that. I think where the budget comes into play is it can make us see how we're spending money, which can raise these things up in us like, ooh, I don't really like where I'm spending my money. And so that's all a budget does. A budget is just holding ourselves accountable and giving ourselves a plan to how we want to actually spend the money. Think of a budget like your calendar. I mean, we calendar things that are important to us, right? Well, we want to prioritize things in our money that are important to us. All right, so let's dig into the budget. And I'll just tell you up front, there's a copy of this in this post or on the blog post, findyourmoneypath.com/blog, and just go find any post from the month of September in 2018, and you're gonna be able to find a link to our budget where you can download it. I'm gonna walk you through the different line items that I have in this section. This is the income section. What do we need a budget for when it comes to income? And you know, everyone might have a different circumstance. These are just the ones that I've seen in working with a lot of families in this area that I've seen be the most prevalent. So the first one is just base income. This is just your standard income, you know, from whatever job that you make. The next one is overtime or bonus income. If you're a commission person, this is where you're gonna put your commissions, your big commissions. If you work overtime, this is where overtime is gonna go. The third one is child support or alimony. So for those of you who may have experienced a divorce, you may receive, this is where we put where we receive money, child support or alimony. Another one is rental or investment income. If you're lucky enough to own a rental property and you've got rent coming in every month from that, this is where you're gonna put that income. And then I have two other sections just for kind of open. So this is just the budget that I've designed that I use with clients. You know, that might be, you might have food stamps, or you might have just like a side hustle. You might put a side hustle income in here, or if you pay for expenses for your work, or you get reimbursed from your work, you might put work reimbursements here. Those are kind of the general areas that I typically see when I'm working with clients when they budget for income. One of the first questions that I get when working with people specifically in the income section is, what do I put? Do I put gross? Do I put net? I don't know. What do I put there? It's just confusing. And what I will typically do as I'm working with clients is I will typically say, look, let's start with gross. And the reason we start with gross is because as we move into these other sections of the budget, it's going to give us a clue as to where all of our money is going, right? You know, if you start with net, you're going to miss a chunk of information like how much is coming out for taxes, how much is coming out for 401k, for medical, or any other deductions that are coming out of there. So the first time you do this, I say just do it gross. And then if you want to switch to net later, once you have some clarity around some of those deductions, great. But if this is your first time digging into this, do it gross. And we'll get into this more in later podcasts and later videos. But, you know, the reason we do this is because if you start seeing, whoa, like that number looks really low for taxes that's coming out of my gross pay, that's going to give us clues that we need to potentially look and see, do you need to make some adjustments there, or are you going to be faced with a huge tax bill next year? So that's kind of why we look at that. But what I'm going to do now is just kind of quickly go through, depending on how you're paid, I'm going to give you some tips or some challenges on how to best budget. So if you're salary, that's probably most of us where we get paid a flat salary. This is not hourly. This is just a salary deal. What you want to do is just the big challenge that you need to figure out is just how often are you paid? For example, I'm paid every 2 weeks. And what that means is there's typically 2 months of the year where I get 3 paychecks. Now, the reason you want to know that up front is because in those months where you get a third paycheck, you want to budget for that. Because if you don't budget for it, chances are you could just spend it. You're not going to have a plan for that money. So that's really the biggest piece of information if you're salary. Honestly, if you're a salaried employee and you don't have any extra income or no side hustle income or no, you know, bonuses or overtime income, it's the income section is pretty straightforward. You just kind of take what's on your pay stub and you double it if you get paid every 2 weeks, and that's your income budget. If you're an hourly employee or if you're salaried with an hourly component, it's where it gets a little bit trickier. And what I typically advise or what I typically have seen be most helpful is to go a little bit conservative on this. So what you may want to do is just kind of take a look at your last 3, 6, 9 months of income. Look and see kind of what the average is of that and maybe see what are some of the lower months in that range and base your budget off of that. Now here's the tricky part with that. If you plan on the lower amount, but you know you're gonna likely end up making a little bit more, then you've gotta just have a plan for that extra money as it comes in. Because again, the whole point of this is you just wanna have somewhere to put every dollar that you're bringing in, that you're making. You don't wanna just make all this money and then all of a sudden, because you didn't have a plan for that last 20% that you made, and just floats away and it's not used to be helpful. So, and there's other habits, there's things like if you track your expenses and income, that's how you can prevent that. But just know, if you set your budget up conservatively, you're going to spend a little bit better than you would if you anticipated a higher income. And then what if you miss that higher income? Then it's going to cause you trouble down the road. So I typically suggest if you've got an hourly component, for that hourly component of your income, plan a little bit average to below average based on your past 3, 6, 9 months. Now, where this gets hard is if you're commission. And I've had this struggle with some clients that I've worked with who have been heavily commissioned, like almost 40, 50, 60% of their income. If you're commission, you know, what I've seen be most helpful, and this is just the nature of being commission, is that things are just gonna be a little bit more complicated financially. And that's just something, that's just part of it. But the good news is you have more upside on your income. What I typically suggest is for someone who's heavily commissioned, just do a 12-month budget. And yes, this is frustrating, and yes, this takes more work to do up front, but just lay out 12 months, you know, January through December or whatever, you know, or September through August of next year, and just based off of what you anticipate, put a budget in there for your income. Here's why. Once you fill in the expenses, you know, at the as we continue to move down on this, you're going to get a clue at the end of the month how much you're going to need in savings to kind of cover those months where your income might be zero, but then the next, you know, 3 months down the road, you get a $40,000 bonus. Well, you're going to need to cover these 3 months before you get that $40,000. So doing a 12-month budget is just going to give you more clarity into that. Now, how do you budget for a commission if it's unknown? How do you know if you're even going to hit your goals? Well, again, just like the hourly budget, if you're budgeting for hourly income, take an average to below average estimate of what you think. Take what you think is going to be safe and make that your budget. And just know that, okay, if I don't hit this budget, if there is a significant chance that I don't hit this budget, you're going to need to make some adjustments or you're going to need to cut. And so chances are, as you're moving close to that time where you're going to get the commission, you're going to have a better idea of whether you're going to make that big commission or not. And so it's just good, is, you know, if you're 2 or 3 months out from that commission check and you think things aren't going well, it's probably time to start cutting back on your expenses. And this is all part of a broader picture here. This is just one section of the budget, but that's oftentimes why I suggest for people who are more entrepreneurial and who are more, that more of their income is more at risk if they're commissioned, you probably need to have a bigger emergency fund somewhere in the 6 to 12 month range, as opposed to a 3 to 6 month of expenses range. Because here's the deal, you might not hit that bonus. And if you don't hit that bonus, you know, even if you can only cut expenses so much in the last couple of months before that, you're going to want something that's going to be a buffer for you just in case things don't go well. Hey guys, if you know someone who struggles with kind of budgeting their income, or if you yourself struggle with budgeting your income, don't hesitate to reach out. Shoot me an email and I'm happy to help, happy to answer any questions that you have. It's contact@findyourmoneypath.com, or just simply leave a quick comment in wherever this is posted, and would love to help you out. Appreciate you guys listening today or watching today, and hope you guys have an awesome rest of your week.